Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, your host, ready with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. It is called the Baby Comfort Station. Coming up, we're going to hear how doing so is opening up doors to share the gospel.
I'm John Graham, and what does an animated group of owls have to teach your preschooler about God? Tom Botha will give us a new update on allegories on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we discovered that the church is present on college campuses through missionaries who give their lives to students.
I'm Myrna Brown. Aaron Schutz is back with us. He has a new project and a powerful testimony.
Also today, it's a fun time learning God's Word with Bible Drill on our Mission Georgia Moment. That's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. It's fair season for many communities, and in our first story, churches come together to help fairgoers with babies and to hear the good news. With more, here's Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke.
The Georgia National Fair in Perry, Georgia, attracts over 400,000 people every October. Area Georgia Baptist Churches and the Rehoboth Baptist Association is meeting a unique need by offering a baby comfort station at the fair. They provide parents a clean place to change and feed their babies, and while doing so, they are sharing the gospel with them. Tim Millwood is the associational missionary for the Rehoboth Baptist Association, and he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You know, I think every parent, one time or another, has been in that situation where they need a clean place to change or feed their baby, and you all are there to meet this unique need.
We are. It's really a great ministry. It's been going for a number of years and seems to be very well received. We offer a place for moms to come in and change their babies. We use towelettes and things to wipe clean every time between every changing. We also offer a place for moms to feed their babies, either bottle fed or breastfed. It's a very private area. So we really offer what I think is a great alternative to sometimes not so desirable public restrooms.
Oh, sure, sure. And how many people come through your tent over the 2 weeks?
We average somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500.
Wow. And how many volunteers does that take to pull it off?
It takes about 140. Those volunteers are the ones who really make this happen.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. And do the volunteers come from any churches in the area?
They do. We are very well represented from across the association, and we also have partnerships with surrounding associations and churches from there. We have people who have served for years and every year call us and say, hey, we're willing to serve again. Send us information and get us registered for a slot.
Mm-hmm. So it takes a little bit of everybody pitching in and helping out to pull this off. And the whole purpose of the Baby Comfort Station is to be able to tell these families about Jesus.
Exactly. We do share tracts at the tent, but one of the things that we also do is we have a partnership with My Fair Lady Ministry, a rather unique ministry that comes out of one of our churches, Houston Lake Baptist Church in Perry, and Lynn Kuntz heads that ministry. They offer the gospel through a wordless book presentation, and we seem to be the drawing card for families in the place where we are. And right next door to us every year is this evangelistic My Fair Lady Ministry where the gospel is shared. But it's a wonderful partnership because families come down there to use our service, our ministry. We share the gospel, share tracts with them, but also what we've learned is that the folks next door really have a way of grabbing them and just sitting down and just very succinctly sharing the gospel with them.
Wow, wow. So you said the Baby Comfort Station is used to draw people in. Do you see that meeting a need and loving on their children helps break down the walls?
Absolutely. One thing that we have seen is that every year after the fair, I get all kinds of calls, cards, thank yous from moms, from parents, from grandparents about how much that ministry meant to them, how appreciative they are. Sometimes they even send us gifts to offset the cost of next year. So it's really a great thing. It's been very well received, and I think it's deeply appreciated.
Mm-hmm. And you all see people responding to the gospel every year.
We do. The tent ministry next door, My Fair Lady, has seen somewhere between 1,800 and 2,000 decisions each year.
Wow.
That's phenomenal. But you got to think about, too, there aren't many events that attract 400,000 people.
That's right. It sounds like an incredible ministry. And the Georgia National Fair is right around the corner. How can we pray for this ministry?
And the greatest way you can pray for us is that we would be the witness that we need to be, and that the Lord would use us to draw people to Him. You know, it's His work. I learned a long time ago in the ministry that we can open our mouth, but unless the Spirit's at work, not a lot is going to happen. We're to be a faithful witness, but we trust Him to be working. We try to be very sensitive to His leading, and what we see happen is Him using us, all these volunteers, this ministry, our partners next door, to win people to Him.
We've been speaking with Tim Millwood, Associational Missionary for the Rehoboth Baptist Association. Thank you for joining us today, and we will certainly be praying for you all.
Thank you. It's been a joy.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. One out of four girls is sexually abused before age 18. One out of six boys will face the same fate. Childhood sexual abuse can happen in your youth or children's program. Background checks are not enough. You owe it to your children to attend the Sexual Abuse Summit, October 22nd in Atlanta, Georgia. This one-day conference is open to anyone who works with children. You'll learn an abuse prevention system to protect your children and avoid crippling legal trouble. How to respond to an allegation of abuse. Changes in legal requirements and their impact on your organization. This event will help protect your children and your organization. Visit sexualabusesummit.com to learn more. Glad to have you along each week for Life with Purpose Radio. The video series Allegories, that's O-W-L, teaches kids about God through things found in nature and revealed in God's Word. Tom Boto, creator of the series, is here with John Graham on today's Culture Connection.
You may recall a previous conversation with our next guest about his animated series for kids called Allegories. Well, it's now available on DVD, and creator Tom Boto is with us to tell us all about it. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Tom, thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Now, I know you guys are excited. Tell me a little bit, since our last conversation, what has happened with Allegories?
Sure. We found distribution for our animated series through Capital Christian Distribution there in Nashville, and now we have some DVDs made, and we've been continuing to create more episodes. But in the meantime, we have our first DVD coming out October 20th, and so it'll be launching nationwide.
Outstanding. And this will be available where?
It'll be available through all major Christian retailers, so Lifeway, Family Christian, Mardell's, and then also a place like Walmart and Amazon.com will also be carrying it as well.
Some of our listeners may not totally remember much about Allegories itself. Can you give our listeners a kind of a refresher on the idea?
Sure. Allegories is an animated series that my family and I created with the help of Chad Gunderson and Keith Alcorn. It's pretty much a way to teach kids about Christ through His creation. And so it follows a group of student owls as they go on a daily adventure, and it's focused around one single element of creation. So the first episode's the sun, the second one's the seed, and the third is the water. And so we use that as a way to launch into whether a characteristic of Christ or maybe a principle of godly living or a scripture, and we use that to really transition to that and then into the gospel as well.
I was learning that Keith has got some pretty amazing animation pedigree. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you got him on board?
He comes from the Nickelodeon world. He created Jimmy Neutron with some other guys, and Nickelodeon picked that up. And he's also done big films like Ant Bully and of course, the Jimmy Neutron movie. And so he's just been a blessing to have on board. Our little team has kind of grown a little bit, and Keith helped us get some animators on board, some incredible designers, of course our music guy is phenomenal, and so it's been fun to kind of get all these amazing people together and work on the series.
I know it's got to blow your mind. Is this kind of just started as a wild hair you had one day? Again, if you don't mind, tell me that process.
Sure. It started with just a way for my wife and I to teach our kids about Christ. So our first idea was to write a book or an app or something. We ended up settling on an app, and so we just ourselves created this little app. It's still in the App Store. It's called Allegories the Son, I think, and so it's still out there in on iOS and Android, and it's just a little storybook app, and something we created in our spare time. And from there, it's amazing that this has really taken off to where it has. It's been such an incredible blessing.
So you said you're working on some new episodes. What can we look forward to?
Oh, see, the first three are the sun, the seed, the water. The next, I think we have the wind. We have an episode on bread. Let's see, fire, fruit, the ant, the moon. We got a number of episodes coming. So I think this is the first three of at least 18 that we've been working on. I think we're done with about 11 or 12 of them.
And why owls?
We love the outdoors. My wife's from Alaska. We live in Virginia in the Blue Ridge Mountains. We love being outside. We love taking our kids out there. And so we'd always say, hey, look at the sun. And, you know, who made the sun? They said, God did. You know, these are our two, 3-year-olds. And so we thought, well, what if we kind of integrate that in and we try to use it as an allegory? And we kept saying, allegories. What are allegories? Like, hey, owls. Allegories. That makes sense. And so that's kind of how we transitioned to owls. So,
well, it's a lot of fun, Tom, and the characters are so rich and fun. And it's designed for preschoolers and really younger elementary school age kids. But I find myself just drawn in. So I'm so excited it's coming to DVD. And we want to encourage everybody to go pick up a copy or 10, and that's available at any local Christian retailers. I know you've got some other ways to connect with Allegory, social media and websites. Can you give us that information?
Absolutely. We're on Facebook, on Twitter at Allegory, same with Instagram. You can find us on Pinterest as well at Allegories. And then, of course, allegories.com. That's OWLEGORIES.com.
All right. Creator of Allegories, Tom Botto, joins us on the Culture Connection, and you need to go find out all about Allegories for the preschooler in your home. Until next time, this is John Graham, bringing you the Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you weekly stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope our stories encourage you to live your life with purpose. And you can let us know by emailing us your comments, questions about the program, and story suggestions. Our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And we'd like to hear from you today. And our online community is a great place to connect with us as well. Facebook.com/LWP Radio, or follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @LWP Radio. And by the way, we have a special treat for you this week. It's our way of saying thanks for listening. The free book, The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church, from best-selling author Steve Parr, is yours absolutely free. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. One more time, lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Fill in the short form, and we'll send it to you absolutely free. Well, let's get back to our stories for this week. How about it, Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. Aaron Schutz is back with us. He has a new project and a powerful testimony. You don't want to miss it.
All right, thanks. Also ahead, what's it like to be a Bible driller? Well, you'll find out on our Mission Georgia Moment in just a few minutes. But first, let's get over to Ron Lawson. He's in the Life with Purpose Radio studio with a story of On Mission in College.
Thanks, Rod. The church can make a difference in all kinds of places and situations, including our college campuses. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a collegiate missionary who finds all kinds of ways to share the good news of Christ with college students and helps them to learn to be on mission to reach others.
I'm so pleased to be on the phone today with Penny Chestnut, who for the past 30 years, a wonderful tenure of ministry, has served as a Georgia Baptist State missionary, serving the Baptist Collegiate Ministry at Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College in Tifton, Georgia. Penny, thank you so much for being with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Well, thank you for letting me be here.
You know, 30 years as a campus minister is just incredible. You must truly enjoy working with college students.
Oh, I tell you what, I love it. And I tell you what, I think God has just given me a childlike mind. Like right now, we're gearing up for the new year, and every year it's like, I wonder what is going to happen right around the corner. What is God going to do this year in the lives of some of these students? It's exciting.
Well, it is exciting. Abraham Baldwin, or probably more popularly known as ABAC, part of the University System of Georgia, and it's been here in Tifton for 110 years as one of the early land-grant colleges in the nation with about 3,500 students from all over the world. Penny, please give our listeners more about the campus life there at ABAC.
Like you said, it is Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College, so we have a large agricultural population. We have probably at least a third of the school is agriculture. And, you know, when you think about that, you think, well, it's just a bunch of rednecks, but that's not true. Agricultural folks tend to be very hardworking, very dedicated, very loyal people.
Yes.
And the guys, you wouldn't believe it, but they're gentlemen. You just don't see that everywhere. So doors will be open, and they're just really a good group of students. I love them to death. They are great. And for a while, ABAC was a junior college until about the past few years. Mm-hmm. And when you have a junior college atmosphere, you spend your whole time that they're here trying to train them and bring them to a point where they understand and they're great workers for the Lord, and then they would transfer and go off to another school. But in about the past 8 years, we have become a four-year institution. And so as we get more and more four-year students, it's been awesome to see how things are changing. We're now beginning to see students that mature to a point where they understand that they need to be discipling and reaching out to the younger students. So now we're beginning to have small groups. And it's just been awesome, you know, because if someone pours more directly into your life individually, you begin to see such big changes. And so it's been great. It's a great school.
Well, that is great. And you've kind of introduced this topic to what are some of the different kinds of ministries that you have there on the campus?
Well, we begin every Monday with prayer breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning just to start the week off right. And then we go from prayer breakfast over to campus where we pass out cold water in Jesus' name. We pass out about 240 water bottles to students as they just get up and make that first avenue to class.
That's
wonderful. And just a way to minister and just show the love of Christ to students on campus. And then on Monday nights, we have what we call our supper meeting. We have, oh man, the ladies from the churches pick some of the best food you've ever had in your
yes.
life. And then we have someone from the community, a pastor or youth director or maybe a student, speaking on a certain Bible passage that we've picked out for that week. And then on Mondays and Thursdays, we have guys and girls Bible studies. And then throughout the week, we have the older students leading small groups. At least every other weekend, we do some kind of event or retreat or something to encourage them in their spiritual growth.
Well, that's wonderful. I know last spring, a bunch of your students took their spring break to go on a mission trip to Atlanta. How did that go?
Oh, man, it was awesome. I tell you what, one thing that we have been concentrating on lately is you need to know your testimony, and you need to know how to tell someone how to come to Christ.
Yes.
And so we took all the students, there were 24 of them, and we trained them on what was your life like before Christ? How could you say that in about 2 to 3 minutes? And then what happened in your life that you received salvation? You know, don't just say I got saved or walked an aisle, but how could you tell someone how to come to a relationship with Christ? The third thing is tell someone, how do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Christ is real and that he's working in your life? I mean, it is exciting to hear these things. And so after we did that, to get them out of their comfort zone and to show them you just need to do this in everyday life, we loaded them on the MARTA train and took them to the airport. And their job was just to go, speak to people. They got groups of two or three. Speak to people, and if you feel so led to pray for folks or to share Christ, do it.
Yeah.
Just, and we really prayed a lot about it, the Holy Spirit lead, and it was amazing. I think about one lady that was on the MARTA train, and she, her daughter was just had a lot of illnesses, and she was just crying, and she was telling the students her story. And as they prayed for her, and when they got through praying for her, the lady said, "You do not know what an answer to prayer you have been. I have sat here and thought God has forgotten me, and you have proven to me that he is still alive, that he is still working in my life."
That is,
and it was
so
just
wonderful.
Amazing to see that happen in lives time after time again.
It doesn't matter where you are, what metropolitan area you are in the United States or anywhere around the world, people need Jesus. And I want to thank you, Penny, for being an outstanding collegiate minister there at ABAC in Tifton, for the way you're touching the lives of these students and leading them to be faith followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and serving as missionaries right there in Tifton and really across the state and around the world. I've been talking today with Penny Chestnut, who has served faithfully for 30 years as collegiate minister at Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College there in Tifton, Georgia. Penny, I want to thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
For more information on the Georgia Baptist Collegiate Ministry at Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Doxology is Aaron Schust's seventh musical offering. It's an upbeat celebration of the might, the power, and the victory of the risen Christ. Myrna Brown gets the story from Aaron now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Aaron Schust's latest project is filled with songs that make you want to worship.
Where there is heartache, where there is hatred, where there is suffering, you are there. Where I was wounded, where I was weeping, where I was weakest, you were there all the way.
But for the Dove Award-winning singer-songwriter, the songs also bring closure to a very difficult time in his family's life. Joining us on Life with Purpose Radio is Aaron Schust. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Myrna. Good to talk to you again.
So the new album, Doxology, for our listeners who may be thinking, now, I think we sing that every Sunday. What is a doxology?
If you look it up, it says it's a liturgy of praise to God. It's simple as that. Now, a liturgy often means something that's written, something ahead of time. I like to think of it as not a random, spontaneous blurting out of praise, but something that's been carefully thought through. And the one that I wrote from was from Jude. The name of the song is To the Only God.
To the only God, our Savior.
There's a theme that came throughout all these songs that I wanted to capture as we were writing the songs and as we were choosing the songs, and even as we were recording the songs and choosing the production of how these songs would sound. I wanted to capture a moment as I envisioned the end of time as we know it, when Jesus Christ is finally crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords for all time, and every tribe, tongue, and nation gathered around the throne will just rejoice in celebration, singing a song. Singing a bunch of songs, probably having an after party, just praising God for all that He is, and that's the theme in the lyric, and that's the theme in the sound that I tried to capture.
There are 10 songs, and I believe you co-wrote 8 of them.
I wrote all of 2014, and then it was at a writer's retreat that I heard a song that I did not write that I just fell in love with. It's Oh Praise, the Only One.
There is no greater truth than this. There is no stronger love we know. God Himself comes down to live and makes the sinner's heart His throne.
And I knew right away I wanted to record this. It fit with the theme of a song that would be sung after the coronation of Jesus Christ for all time and eternity. There's a line in the chorus that says, Oh, praise the only one who shines brighter than 1,000 suns. Death and hell, call Him victorious. Praise Him. And I love that. It's one thing for us to say that we will call Him victorious. We will praise His name. But even death and hell have to give Him the props that He is due. That He is victorious, and they have to give Him that credit.
Oh, yeah. The lyrics and the joy that you hear coming from the songs on this new project come from real life experiences for you, and I kind of alluded to it in the beginning. Mm. Can you share a little bit about some of that?
Our journey, since my family relocated back to Pennsylvania, and I say back because I grew up in Pennsylvania, moved south to Georgia, spent 17 years in Georgia, got married, had 2 children down there, but we moved back to Pennsylvania in 2010. And shortly afterwards, our youngest at the time, Nikki, went through a lot of physical issues. I won't get into all the details right now, but his life was certainly hanging in the balance occasionally, and he spent a lot of time in the hospital. And right when things seemed to be under control with him, our youngest was born with Down syndrome and a major heart defect. That had us back in the hospital for most of 2012. Near the beginning of 2013, somebody anonymously called the state of Pennsylvania, saying, with raising concerns about my wife being able to care for our children, accusing her of abuse and neglect, and they threatened to take our children away from us, which is ridiculous. She's a fantastic mother, but we had to deal with that for a year, being under investigation. We've come through that season. Thankfully, in life, there are seasons. There are the winters, but then spring does come. We've gone through a season of difficult trusting in the Lord. Life was difficult, but we chose to trust. And a lot of my songs around This Is What We Believe, where I was standing firm on the Word of God, if I had to. But for me, worshiping was choosing to say, you know, life is difficult, but I'm going to choose to give you worth, ascribe worth and value to you, God. And the praise definitely comes out of a season of celebration and being able to think, be able to look back more clearly on all that God has done and give Him thanks and praise.
We are so thankful that things are better, that the boys are better.
Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations on this latest project, Doxology, and we're going to have a link on our website so that people know how to get a hold of that. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Aaron, and all the best to your boys and to your wife.
Thank you so much, Myrna. Thank you.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment highlights Bible Drill here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Attention, present Bibles, Bible Drill start.
My name is Daniel.
My name is Madison.
And my name is Sam.
9 months out of the year, us and our friends from First Baptist Monroe do Bible Drill.
We memorize all the books of the Bible.
We learn key passages.
And we have to learn 25 verses that are on our card out of the Bible.
We compete against other churches to see who's the fastest and who's the most accurate.
It helps me connect more with God.
Look at how fast he is.
Wow, look at how fast he stepped out.
Can you believe how fast he just did that?
Every year we get to go to the Bible Drill retreat.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love when we get to sing in the auditorium with Jeff Slaughter. I like going up to the stage now.
I like the Slaughter Salon.
Yeah, I like the recreation.
Yeah, that was fun.
And when you give to the Mission Georgia offering,
you help kids like me and you have a fun time learning God's Word.
So thanks for your offering.
Yeah, thanks.
If you're not involved in Bible Drill,
it's awesome.
Attention. Present Bibles, Mark 13:31. Start.
For more information about being a Bible driller, go to missiongeorgia.org. Again, that's missiongeorgia.org. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. And we hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Baby Comfort Station, Allegories, On Mission in College, Aaron Schust, and Bible Drill Missions. Well, we'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And be sure to check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, in an association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.